Hello again, and welcome back to Larry Talks. Even though these podcasts are based on my shared experiences at Wagner School of Music, the topics are not exclusive to our students alone here in La Mesa, California. There is no end of topics that we can discuss. Even though I am someone who is in a niche, so to speak, of group lessons, I did take private lessons throughout my childhood, and I personally know many private teachers. Parents who don't know what they're getting into, with the group or private, just make assumptions and do the best they can. But today we're going to explore and contrast these two styles so you can make an informed decision about which type of lessons you want to go with. Group lessons are relatively new. Most other instruments have been used in groups, orchestras, and bands for a long time. But put a bunch of piano players together, and I'll bet you that most students and teachers of the world wouldn't know how that would work, let alone how it could compete with or in any way be superior to a private lesson one-on-one. Teaching piano privately is a long-standing tradition, but tradition can sometimes put you in a box. You might say that since it's always been done this way or that way, it's hard to imagine how it could be improved. Sometimes when you mess with tradition, you throw out the baby with the bathwater. I don't want to do that. But over the last few decades, I've taught mostly group student peers and have had the privilege of witnessing the bonding of students and whole families over the life of a class. In my younger teaching days, I wouldn't have believed that group piano could do so much to affect how long a student stays with piano or that a group could make lessons more fun. But now I believe that they have the potential to do just that and more. In private lessons and group, the teacher models musicianship and should be a proficient pianist who's been through all the steps that they're asking the students to go through. In both scenarios, the teacher gives helpful hints for successfully mastering a piece of music. In the one-on-one piano scenario, a student is usually alone. The student compares their progress and playing to that of the teacher, who is always better than the student. By contrast, in a group, students are with peers, and the other students in the room are all at the same level, all dealing with the same musical issues. The student is keenly aware that he's not alone. There are other people taking lessons, and there's power and influence in that fact. Also in a group, mild competition from week to week keeps the students on track and helps them to make progress along with their peers. You really don't have that in a private lesson. In a private lesson, the student could go 1, 2, or even 3 weeks without even practicing, and the private teacher will just pick it up where the student was at the last lesson. But the mild competition of having peers with the student tends to add a layer of motivation. Students note that the others have the same problems in the piece with new skills, and this is powerful. As students see themselves in the context of other learners, it normalizes the taking of piano lessons. That's important because sometimes a student feels isolated, or they feel that the parents are putting lessons on them, forcing them to practice and suffer alone. Many students wear a victim mentality, and that's not a good thing. Group lessons are important in another way, too. They provide an opportunity for and even require that the students stay with each other while playing the piece. So, what does a group lesson look like? Well, each student has their own electronic keyboard in a class, and everybody is playing the same piece at the same time. Some students naturally want to go faster than the class, and some want to go slower. But the teacher's piano, which is a little louder than everybody else's keyboard, sets the meter, and students are trying to stay with the teacher. Playing along with the teacher is better than the incessant click of a metronome, because the teacher is playing the same melody and harmonies that the students are playing. The correct notes and rhythm are being accurately modeled by the teacher, and this method is much easier and more satisfying for the student to get in sync with, in contrast to a metronome. I have to be honest, though, metronomes are certainly helpful as the student advances. As far back as I can remember, the metronome has been the quintessential instrument for teaching rhythm, for keeping a steady beat, and for counting and subdividing beats. In another sense, the teacher insisting that the student play along with a metronome has always been kind of a rub. That's because when beginning students start out in their lessons using the metronome, the machine seems unyielding and hard to stay with. Many students want to give up their lessons because of the frustration it causes. But in the group lesson, staying with your peers and staying with the teacher gives students a natural way of gaining rhythm and a rhythmic sense. That's very important. This skill is one that piano players, distinct from those learning and playing on a band instrument, do not normally gain in a private lesson. You know, group piano lessons can bridge that gap. Traditionally, piano players don't play along with other musicians until way down the line. But in a group, if you drop a beat or if you drop a measure, you learn to pick it back up and jump back in after a measure or two. Students learn to listen and hear where everybody's at in the piece. And whether everybody else is at two or three measures ahead, the kids are thinking, okay, I messed up, but here I go. Boom, jump in here. Even though the students are on keyboards, the experience is exactly like being in a band. And the same requirements of staying with the group are there. A player thrown into a group of musicians and required to play along would certainly find it to be a skill they don't have without some background practicing with others. In a group, that's tackled right from the get-go, right from hot cross buns. Group playing is made a part of the musical learning experience. Now let's say you don't have group lessons where you're at, and the only option is a private lesson. Well, many teachers that teach privately will put students together and play duets, and that's similar to playing in a group. Also, in the Wagner method, we have play-along CDs that have recorded band accompaniment. The student plugs into that at home, and they can do that if they're taking private lessons as well as if they're taking groups. As long as the private teacher has our system or something similar, there is nothing preventing that practice if the student is taking private lessons. As a side note, in our Wagner method, there's a parent page that, as you might guess, is just for the parents. Just about every song has a parent page, so when the kids are at home and they're playing with the CD or practicing, the parents know what's going on. Parents become equipped to remind them of things that they might have missed in class, or maybe they didn't hear it in class, but there it is on the parent page. Hopefully, that inclusion of the parent will bridge a gap that's also kind of existent in lessons throughout the years, and that is that parents don't know what's going on, but when they do, since they're with the kids the whole week, you know, they're only with the teacher for 45 minutes once a week, so they're with the parent the whole week, parents become valuable in helping, just as long as they know what to do. And hopefully in the future, the student will join a band or will possibly take another instrument, or perhaps play piano in a jazz band or a symphonic orchestra, or have an opportunity to accompany vocalists or some other solo instrument, maybe even start a garage band. In any of those scenarios, a student needs to know where they are in the piece that is being performed, and they need to be able to keep pace with others. The skills required for this are easily acquired in group lessons, or as I have said, in some type of modified private lesson, which includes duets and or playing along with CDs. If you want your child to be a concert pianist, let me just say that there are very few in the world today. Most kids, you know, take piano as a hobby. Taking piano is a worthwhile and beneficial learning experience. Most parents realize the inherent value of giving lessons to their kids. As a parent, you realize the importance of participating in music and not just listening to it on a CD or iPod. So we value music lessons for our kids. But we don't necessarily expect them to become concert pianists or even professional musicians or music teachers. We just want the lessons to be a part of their education, right? I believe that every child has at least enough ability to learn the beginning steps of piano playing. Kids will take lessons for a number of years, and that experience will simply be a part of their educational background. Some will stay with it longer than others. But as responsible parents, we want to give our kids at least a fighting chance to bring out the music which already exists in every child before they ever pick up an instrument. We all know inherently that music instruction is valuable, something meaningful in their lives, so we give it to them. But what is going to keep them interested in their music lessons? What is it that keeps them going? I read a recent study that said that 85% of students that begin piano lessons quit within the first year. I must say that a big aspect of keeping students interested is the fun factor. Fun is something that causes students to look forward to coming to music lessons, playing the pieces that excite them. And they need to have those kind of pieces, things that are on the radio, things that they're familiar with, things that they're used to hearing. But on the other hand, isolating a kid in a private lesson and focusing pretty much just on technique and classical playing, to be honest, it can be destructive. Sometimes it can give them a feeling that they're wasting their time, sacrificing something that they'd rather be doing. Maybe the songs are not fun, or they're uninteresting, boring, technical. And the worst thing is that when a kid feels like every song's a struggle. You know, there are different things that turn us on and off to music. Group lessons give a very nice opportunity to gain many aspects of musicianship that are fun. For example, there's composition, improvisation, and ensemble. Group lessons can include games having to do with ear training and music theory. Group can also include the style that's played in rock bands, jazz bands, and worship teams called chord comping. That's a whole different technique from playing classical music. I haven't even mentioned sight singing, group sight singing, or computer programming. But when it comes to music lessons, it's just plain fun to share it with other people rather than just doing it on your own in isolation. Having fun is vital to motivation, just as important as success and accomplishment. Group activities generate enthusiasm. As I watch my fellow teachers in action, I realize that it takes a special teacher to plan and execute a fast-paced, fun-filled group lesson. Especially in the case of the lessons taught at our music school, which is under the gaze of parents who are in the class. It also takes a good teacher to keep students motivated as, you know, a private teacher. So I have to say that as well. But there's just a lot more potential variety in a small group lesson. As the student becomes more proficient at the piano and in understanding and experiencing the language of music, they can share and discuss aspects of their classmates' playing that are helpful to themselves and to those in the class. For instance, one of the observing students might say, "Your dynamics are excellent, but when you get to measure 23 and 24, the rhythm breaks down. You might want to practice those measures over and over like I did. I had the same problem." Wow. That kind of feedback coming from a peer is worth 1,000 times more than coming from a parent or a teacher. Another benefit is that students have a ready audience and a mock judge in case they're going to be preparing for any potential, you know, adjudication coming up. For instance, the National Piano Guild or the Certificate of Merit. We can help each other in class by listening to each other in a group and giving feedback and critique. You have choices when it comes to what type of lesson you want for your children. In this talk, I hope I've given you a bit of a glimpse of those choices as they relate to group and private piano lessons. This Larry talk, as well as others, are written and spoken by me, Larry Wagner. And if you'd like to share or have me discuss any topic related to piano lessons, you can visit me at wagnersmusic.com for a direct email link. And you'll also find a description of the Wagner method and curriculum, as well as other Larry talks, class videos, pictures. You're going to find links to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And I just want to say I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope that it's been helpful. Until next time, I hope you keep making music.